Welcome to the world of business in English, where we discuss all things relating to commerce, entrepreneurship, and economics. Allgeier News has reported a significant turn of events regarding the auto parts supplier. Despite previously indicating financial stability under the ownership of Chinese company Western Group, the company has now filed for insolvency. This unexpected decision has come as a major shock to those who had been optimistic about the company's future. Allgeier News will continue to follow this story as it develops. Amazon is in the news again as it faces a lawsuit from the U.S. Federal Trade Commission for allegedly using deceptive tactics to enroll customers in its Prime subscription service. The FTC claims that Amazon utilized misleading designs to trick customers into signing up for unintended Prime memberships and made it difficult for them to cancel their subscriptions. The FTC chair has accused Amazon of tricking and trapping customers, and the investigation has been delayed, while questions about subscription business models are raised. Moreover, Amazon's second headquarters in Virginia is not living up to the original hype, in part due to the economy. Despite this, Amazon has confirmed that Prime Day 2023 will take place on July 11 to the 12th, offering 48 hours of non-stop deals for the eighth consecutive year. The FTC lawsuit against Amazon over subscription cancellations is not the only instance where the company has been accused of deceiving customers into Prime membership auto-renewals. Elon Musk has made several notable headlines recently. Firstly, he met with Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi to discuss potential market opportunities, expressing interest in exploring significant investments in India. This suggests possible expansion plans for Tesla in the country. Both parties reportedly deemed the meeting a success. Additionally, Musk's Twitter account and a major vendor it had stopped paying have been able to resolve their issues, thanks to the help of Twitter's new CEO. Finally, Musk has further extended his lead over Bernard Arnault to remain the richest person globally. In FedEx News, we have updates regarding the company's recent activity. Firstly, Stifel has maintained their buy rating for FedEx, reflecting continued confidence in the company's performance. Secondly, FedEx executives have suggested that the ongoing friction between UPS and its union may have a positive impact on their own business. And lastly, FTX has announced their Q4 2023 earnings. Stay tuned for more details on that front. The former CEO of Steinhoff International Holdings NV, Marcus Uster, is facing a serious legal challenge as he has an arrest warrant issued against him by a German court. This comes after he failed to appear for his trial, related to charges stemming from his leadership of the scandal-ridden retailer. The prosecution requested for this warrant in April, and it marks a significant development in the ongoing saga of Steinhoff's collapse. This latest development is likely to have repercussions for Uster and the company for years to come. It is the next update in the Marcus Uster news. Former Nissan CEO Carlos Ghosn has filed a $1 billion lawsuit against the company, accusing them of defamation, slander, libel, and fabrication of material evidence. This legal action marks another chapter in the ongoing legal saga between Ghosn and Nissan, who ousted him from the company before he escaped to Lebanon. This is the latest update in Nissan news. In the latest Volkswagen news, the company announces a new corporate restructuring plan to boost profitability. CEO Oliver Blume aims to make their brands more profitable and tackle issues in the Chinese market. Furthermore, amidst allegations of forced labor ties, Volkswagen plans to conduct an external plant audit in Xinjiang. We'll keep you informed of any updates related to these developments.